Well, local shares had a good day on Wednesday. The ASX 200 finished within sight of its best levels of the session with a gain of just over 0.75%. But that really came down to the outsized improvements that we saw as far as the lenders were concerned. Gains of 3 to 4% were what we saw for the big four. And that all turned around the latest guidelines or rules, if you like, handed down by the banking regulator, APRA. The conclusion that the markets drew is that banks in the near term aren't going to have to raise as much money as initially was thought to basically improve on their financial health or make them unquestionably strong, in the words of APRA. And that was a relief. And that was reflected in the performance of the financials index, which had the best one day improvement of the year. So that was one of the more compelling aspects of today's recovery. So on the other side of the equation, mining stocks, which had run quite strongly over the course of the last fortnight, were running into some headwinds. Obviously, money going into the financials at the cost of the resource facing names. BHP was down by more than 1%. Their quarterly production report hit its numbers as far as iron ore was concerned, but was shy of the mark or underdone where coal, petroleum and copper were concerned. In that last, in the instance of copper, that was because of strikes at the Escondida mine. So just to put things into context, BHP has risen by more than 10% over the course of the last 3 weeks. So today was just a moderation in the face of recent strength. Building contractor CIMIC was a feature as well. Yesterday's profit result, well received, and it continued to benefit from tailwinds today, up by 6%. The other feature of the day was the Aussie dollar remaining very strong in the neighbourhood of 2-year highs at 79.4 US.